This is the Sakar Murli of the 18th of October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, sit here in soul consciousness. Continue to grind into yourself. I am a soul. Become soul conscious. Write your chart honestly and you will continue to become sensible and experience great benefit. Question: what law do you children, who know this unlimited play, have to understand very clearly? Answer: this is an imperishable play in which each actor has to come at his own time to play his part. It is against the law for any actor to say that he wants to stay constantly in the abode of peace. He would not then be called an actor. Only the unlimited Father tells you these unlimited things. Om Shanti. Sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. Sit having renounced body consciousness. The unlimited Father is explaining to you children. These things have to be explained to those who are senseless. You souls understand that the Father is telling us the truth when he says that we souls have become senseless. I, this soul, am imperishable, and this body is perishable. I renounced soul consciousness and became trapped in body consciousness. Therefore I am senseless. The Father says, all the children have become senseless by going into body consciousness. You are now being made soul conscious by the Father, and you are therefore becoming completely sensible. Some have become this, whereas others are making effort to become this. It has taken you half a cycle to become senseless. Now, in this last birth, you have to become sensible. For half a cycle, you have gradually been becoming senseless, and you have now become 100% senseless. According to the drama plan, you became body conscious and continued to fall. You have now been given understanding. Nevertheless, you have to continue to make a lot of effort because you children also have to have divine virtues. You children know that you were completely pure, full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. Now, at this time, you have become virtueless, no virtues left. You children understand this play, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. It has taken some of you so many years to understand this. Nevertheless, some new ones are becoming very sensible. They continue to make effort to make others the same. Some haven't understood anything at all. They just remain senseless. The Father has come to make you sensible. You children understand that you became senseless because of Maya. When we were worthy of worship, we were sensible, but we then became worshippers and thereby senseless. The original eternal deity religion has disappeared. No one in the world knows these things. This Lakshmi and Narayan, who used to rule the kingdom, were very sensible. The Father says, the same applies to you. You must think that the same applies to you. These things have to be understood very clearly. No one but the Father can explain them to you. You now realize that the Father is the highest of all and the most sensible one of all. He is the ocean of knowledge, the bestower of salvation for all, and the purifier. All of this praise is of the One. The Highest on High Father comes and says, "Child, child," and explains to you so well, "Children, you now have to become pure." The Father has only one medicine for this. He says, by having yoga, you will become free from disease for your future 21 births. All of your illnesses and suffering will finish, and you will go to the land of liberation. The eternal surgeon has just the one medicine. He comes and gives souls just the one injection. It isn't that one person would study to become a barrister and also an engineer. No, each person has a profession of his own. You called out to the Father, "Come and make us pure from impure," because there is sorrow in being impure. The land of silence isn't called a pure world. Only heaven is called a pure world. It is explained to you that human beings want peace and happiness. True peace exists where there are no bodies, and that is called the abode of peace. Many people say they just want to stay in the abode of peace. However, that isn't the law. If it were, they wouldn't be called actors. You children now understand the play. When it is time for an actor to play his part, he goes onto the stage. Only the unlimited Father explains these unlimited things. He is also called the ocean of knowledge. He is the bestower of salvation for all and the purifier. It cannot be the elements that purify everyone. Water, etc., are elements, so how could they grant salvation? It is souls that play parts. It is souls that play the parts of Hatha Yoga. Only those who are sensible will understand these things. The Father has told you so often to create a way of explaining to human beings how they become worthy of worship and then worshippers. Those who are worthy of worship exist in that new world, whereas worshippers exist in this old world. Those who are pure are worthy of worship, whereas those who are impure are worshippers. Here everyone is impure because they are born through vice. There they are elevated. It is remembered, they are completely elevated. You children have to become the same. This requires effort. The main thing is remembrance. You all say that it is difficult to stay in remembrance, that you are unable to stay in remembrance as much as you want to. If you were to write your chart with honesty, you would experience great benefit. The Father gives you children the knowledge of Man above. You say this with understanding. The Father explains the right meaning of everything to you accurately. Some children ask the Father many different questions. So, in order to win their hearts, he answers them. However, the Father says, "My task is to purify the impure. This is why you called out to me. You souls know that when you were pure, your bodies were also pure. Now souls and bodies have become impure. There is the account of 84 births. You know that this world has now become a forest of thorns. Lakshmi and Narayan are flowers. Thorns go in front of them, idols, and say, "You are full of all virtues. We are sinful cheats. The biggest thorn is the vice of lust." The Father says, "Conquer this and become conquerors of the world." Human beings say that God has to come in one form or another, that he has to enter the lucky chariot, Bhagirath. He has to come into this old world to make it new again. That new world is called Satopradhan, and this old world is called Tamopradhan. Since it is now an old world, the Father definitely has to come. The Father is called the Creator. He explains to you children so easily. You should experience so much happiness. If any of you are suffering for your karma, that has to be experienced. Baba cannot give blessings for that. You called out to me, "Baba, come and give us our inheritance." What inheritance do you want to claim from the Father? That of liberation and liberation in life. Only the one Father, the ocean of knowledge, is the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. This is why he is called the bestower of knowledge. God gave this knowledge, but no one knows when he gave it or through whom he gave it. There is confusion about this. No one knows to whom he gave this knowledge. Now this Brahma is sitting here. He knows that he was Narayan and that he has taken 84 births. He is now number one. Baba shares his experience of how his eyes opened. You also say that your eyes have opened. The third eye has opened. You say that you have received this full knowledge of the Father and the world cycle. My eyes opened with the understanding, whatever I am, however I am. It is such a wonder. First I am a soul, but I considered myself to be a body. The soul says, "I shed a body and take another." In spite of that, I forgot that I am a soul, and I became body conscious. This is why I first make you understand that you have to sit here and consider yourselves to be souls. Continue to grind into yourselves, "I am a soul." By not considering yourselves to be souls, you forget the Father. You really feel that you become body conscious again and again. You have to make effort. While sitting here, sit in the stage of soul consciousness. The Father says, "I have come to give you children the kingdom. You have been remembering me for half a cycle." When a situation comes in front of them, they call out, "O Rama." However, they don't know who Ishwar is or who Rama is. You have to prove that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the Trimurti, Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is Shiva. The births of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar take place together. It isn't just Shiv Jayanti, but Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. When it is Shiv's birthday, it is also definitely Brahma's birthday. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but what did Brahma do? There is a worldly father, Lokik, the father from beyond, Paralokik, and then this unique father, Alokik. This one is Prajapita Brahma. The father says, "You are now being given this new knowledge for that new world. This will then disappear. Those who don't have the knowledge of the Father, the Creator and creation are ignorant. They are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. There is the day through this knowledge and the night through devotion. People don't know the meaning of Shivratri at all. And this is why they have stopped the public holiday for his birthday. You now understand that the Father comes to ignite everyone's lamp. When you light all the lamps and candles, etc., people understand that it is a very important day for you. You now ignite everything with understanding. Those people don't understand this. They don't understand this fully from your lectures. Ravan's kingdom now extends over the whole world. People are so unhappy here. Those with occult power trouble others a great deal. There are articles in the newspapers about evil souls. They cause a great deal of sorrow." Baba says, "You have no connection with those things. The Father tells you everything directly. Children, remember me, and you will become pure. All your sorrow will be removed. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children." Essence for Dharana 1. Make effort to remember the Father accurately and to become soul conscious. Keep your chart honestly. By doing this, there will be a lot of benefit. 2. The thorn that causes the greatest sorrow is the vice of lust. Gain victory over it with the power of yoga and become pure from impure. You have no connection with anything else. Blessing. May you become victorious in the war of religion by giving the proof of God's knowledge with your practical life. You now have to go onto the stage of the war of religion. The way to become victorious in that war of religion is in your practical life, because the proof of God's knowledge lies in your practical life. Let this knowledge and virtues be visible practically in your form, because nowadays your image cannot be revealed by your discussing anything. But you can quieten anyone in a second with the practical form of your dharana. Slogan: in order to make the soul bright, finish any problems in your mind by having remembrance of God. Aviact signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. Sit in the laboratory of practice and experiment with yoga, and you will experience the support of the One Father and move away from the many types of obstacles of Maya. At present, you are moving along in the waves of the ocean of knowledge the ocean of virtues and the ocean of powers, just on the surface, and through this you only experience temporary refreshment. However, when you go into the depths of the ocean, you will have unique experiences and attain jewels. Om Shanti. Invaluable versions of Mateshwari. Only through yoga one gets the power to be liberated. First of all, you must definitely keep one point in your mind. Since God is the seed of the human world tree, and we are receiving this knowledge from God, the knowledge that we receive is essential for human beings. People of all religions have a right to receive this knowledge. Although the knowledge of each religion is their own, their scriptures are their own, their opinions are their own, their sanskars are their own, nevertheless, this knowledge is for everyone. Although they may not be able to take this knowledge, and they may not come into our clan, by having yoga with him, they would definitely become pure, because he is the father of all. Because of this purity, they will definitely claim a status in their own section, because all human beings believe in yoga. Many people say that they want liberation, but it is only by having this yoga that they can receive the power to become free from punishment and be liberated. The unending chant that means constant remembrance of God. There is a saying, continue to chant the unending chant with every breath. What is the accurate meaning of this? When we say that it is an unending chant, the real meaning of it is constantly to connect your intellects in yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, with every breath, without chanting anything. This remembrance of God with every breath has continued all the time. This constant remembrance of God is called an unending chant. Otherwise, to chant something with words, that is, to say Rama Rama, to silently chant a mantra in your mind, that cannot continue all the time. People think that they do not chant the mantra with their lips, but that to chant it in their heart is an unending chant. However, this is something to think about. Where there are words in an unending chant, there is no need to chant that. You don't have to sit and concentrate on any idol in your mind. You don't have to repeat anything, because even they cannot constantly do it while eating and drinking. However, the remembrance of God that we have, that can continue all the time, because it is very easy. For instance, a child remembers his father. He does not have to have his father's picture in front of him at that time. He remembers everything in his thoughts, words and deeds about his father, his occupation, his activities, his virtues, etc. When a child remembers that, his activity also continues in the same manner, and it is only then that the son can show the father. In fact, we also have to remove the remembrance of all others from our hearts, and have remembrance of the true Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. In this we can continue to stay in constant remembrance while walking and sitting, while eating and drinking. It is by having this remembrance that we can become Karmatit. It is this natural remembrance that is called the unending chant, Atcha.